From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the Syrian government is benefiting from U.S.-led airstrikes against so-called Islamic State militants. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, Hagel says both the U.S. and ISIS are seeking the removal of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
U.S. and allied warplanes have launched hundreds of airstrikes against Islamic State militants. Hagel acknowledged that's helping Assad.
Yes, Assad derives some benefit of that, of course. But what we're talking about is a longer-term strategy that's effective in doing what we think, and the people of the Middle East, as to what's required to stabilize and secure that part of the world.
Meanwhile, Assad's military is attacking anti-government rebels who are allied with the U.S. Officials say Hagel wants the White House to sharpen its focus on dealing with Assad. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A Pennsylvania man wanted in a deadly ambush on a state police barracks in September is no longer on the run. Eric Freen was cornered and arrested earlier today, as WITF's Ben Allen reports from Harrisburg.
Freen had been on the run since ambushing the state police barracks September 12th in Blooming Grove in the northeast corner of Pennsylvania. Corporal Brian Dixon was killed and Trooper Alex Douglas seriously injured in the ambush. Hundreds of officers had been used in the manhunt in the thick woods of northeastern Pennsylvania, costing the state millions of dollars. In recent days, police had reported more frequent sightings of Freen. The 31-year-old was named as one of the FBI's 10 most wanted after the police barracks ambush. For NPR News, I'm Ben Allen in Harrisburg.
In Maine, officials say talks with a nurse who recently cared for Ebola patients in West Africa have broken down. The state wants Casey Hickox to quarantine herself at home until health officials are certain she's not infected, although Hickox has no symptoms of the virus. As Maine Public Radio's Patty White reports, the nurse's boyfriend says the dispute is now affecting him.
Ted Wilbur lives with Hickox and is a nursing student at the University of Maine at Fort Kent. But for the duration of what is essentially a 21-day quarantine, he says he has to take online classes.
The aid workers and whatnot, it's affecting their partners, right? I'm not able to go to school, and if we had kids, they probably wouldn't be able to go to school as well.
Wilbur says he's missing tests and can't hand in academic assignments. University officials have said Wilbur voluntarily chose online classes. Wilbur says he was asked to take them. For NPR News, I'm Patty White in Fort Kent, Maine.
The Hawaii National Guard is deploying dozens of troops to the town of Pahoa, where lava flow is creeping toward dozens of homes. Some residents have expressed concerns about looting. The troops are to provide security and to help with roadblocks and other safety issues. This is NPR News. Several national media outlets have been reporting that Ferguson, Missouri's police department could face big changes amid controversy over the police killing of an unarmed man last summer. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum says the reports are getting pushback from officials.
Citing unnamed sources, CNN and The Washington Post reported that Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson is on his way out. They've also floated the possibility that Ferguson's police department could be dissolved, with St. Louis County's department taking over. But Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III says those reports aren't accurate. In fact, he says the reports only strengthen Jackson's resolve to stay on. And a spokesman for the St. Louis County Police Department adds Ferguson's officials haven't approached them about any arrangements to patrol the city. Even if there were behind-the-scenes negotiations to dissolve Ferguson's police department, federal and state officials cannot make such a move by fiat. Both the Ferguson City Council and a St. Louis County Police Commission would have to sign on to the plan. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum in St. Louis.
Russia and Ukraine have signed an agreement on resuming gas shipments to Ukraine through winter in exchange for payment guarantees from Europe. Moscow severed gas supplies to Ukraine in June amid dispute over the annexation of Crimea. Russia provides roughly a third of the European Union's gas through a pipeline that runs through Ukraine. Burkina Faso's president, Blaise Compaoré, has declared a state of emergency following anti-government protests. At least three protesters were shot to death and scores others were wounded today during a confrontation with security forces. Compaoré, who's led the West African nation for nearly three decades, is making a bid for another term. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.